In the headlines, another political party has been launched in Barbados. Meantime, a noted political analyst believes the six new DLP candidates will have to hope for a swing if they are to win their seats. Professor Emeritus Sir Henry Fraser says at least three more champions should be added to the National Heroes list. Scores of parents and supporters of autistic children participated in the Autism Awareness Walk this morning, the Barbados Reggae Weekend, deemed a success, and a heavy flow of voters so far as Trinidad and Tobago are at the polls to elect a new government. This is the latest, the 12:30 edition, and Barry Wilkinson details up ahead. There's a new political party in Barbados, led by former Democratic Labour Party member Kemar Stewart. Moments ago, the new National Party, NNP, announced the formation of the institution, highlighting what it says is a new vision and a new generation for national progress. Speaking to Starcom Network, Stewart revealed he would be contesting the next general election as the party's candidate for St. John. The constituency, he said, prompted the idea of the new organization.
An institution actually sprung from directly in the community of St. John, from the people of St. John, who made the recommendation for me to formulate the institution for them to actually have a choice and a voice in Barbados, and I would have facilitated their request. So let me express gratitude to them and to say, we look forward to serving the people of the country.
Stewart also confirmed there will be other candidates named for the NNP in the near future.
We'll be introducing some of the other team members, other persons around Barbados who are participating, and there are persons from all around the diaspora, and we are receiving good support based off the persons who we would have discussed initially. As you would know, it's not something that was publicized or marketed and great public knowledge, and we have to look forward to seeing what we roll out from that time.
Political leader of the new National Party, NPP, Kemar Stewart. Well, a political scientist believes the new candidates the Democratic Labour Party have selected to contest the next general election will have to work even harder to convince the electorate that they are viable options for electoral politics. The DLP presented an additional six candidates at their St. Peter Branch meeting last night, and Dr. George Bell gave his comment on those candidates.
I think that most of those people will have to demonstrate their ability as political candidates, and they're coming from a weak position. And the first 2 points that I made, I would stand by that. That the presence of some of them is because of attrition of some of the older people. Secondly, that there are some people that are coming forward that have political experience, and that is relevant to the particular constituency they're running in. So it shows that they still have confidence in some of the old guard. The new people will have to demonstrate the capacity to be able representatives.
He believes the new candidates were named as a result of internal pressure.
Mr. Thorne had to present and will not need to present a full slate of candidates for any upcoming election, and he has been under pressure to say that they should be ready to do so, and therefore they have to give the candidates time to familiarize themselves with the constituency and to let the electorate familiarize themselves with them.
Political scientist Dr. George Bell. Noted historian and professor emeritus Sir Henry Fraser is adding his voice to the call for additional national heroes while suggesting one of the current heroes should be removed. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Fraser highlighted Sir Frank Worrell, T.T. Lewis and Clennell Wickham as Barbadians who should be elevated to the status of national heroes.
We included Sir Frank Worrell, who when he died young, he was such a fantastic inspiration that everybody said he must be our first national hero. And we included the great man T.T. Lewis, who suffered badly. The businessmen of Bridgetown joined together and said they will not employ this man because he's creating problems for us and making us pay our employees much more money. Clennell Wickham is the other person that we included at the time. Clennell Wickham lost his life. He was courageous against the old parliamentarians and the rule that put down people in Barbados. And he was one of the most courageous people, the most courageous journalists you could ever imagine.
Regarding removal, Fraser noted to Sarah Ann Gill and said it was ironic that a slave owner remained on the list.
we have the irony, where people have said that a slave owner couldn't be a hero, but people don't seem to recognize that Sarah Ann Gill not only inherited slaves, which she kept, but she bought slaves of her own. She was a slave owner. So she was included when people didn't actually appreciate that she was a slave owner and had bought her own slaves.
That's Professor Emeritus Sir Henry Fraser in the Lunchtime Edition. Scores of parents and supporters of autistic children participated in the Autism Awareness Walk this morning with the aim of getting Barbadians to be more empathetic towards autistic children in public spaces. Organizer Chantel Fields says there's a need for people to have specially education to treatment for the children with those with autistic needs.
Sometimes you have cases where you would just go to the supermarket, and because it's just so stimulating for them, maybe the noise, maybe the lights, maybe so many people, and just having the awareness to be like, oh my gosh, this child doesn't need a hard lash. They don't know how to regulate themselves. They don't understand, you know, like they're being triggered by so much stimuli out in the public. So that awareness for the public not to look at you and say, look at she should really get your child a lash. It's not as simple as that. Having the grace from the public of Barbados, that's that acceptance to understand that there are people who are different out there, definitely would make the parents feel a little bit more at ease when they walk into the public sphere.
Public Relations Officer at the Autism Association of Barbados, Nadia Simmons. Over 1 million registered Trinidad and Tobago nationals are voting for a new government today. The polls opened at 6 o'clock this morning with reports of a high voter turnout in all constituencies across the Twin Island Republic. Prime Minister Stuart Young, who voted just after 9 this morning, said the process was smooth and the numbers who came out to vote demonstrates that democracy is alive and well. And promoter of the Barbados Reggae Weekend, Ryan Brathwaite, says he is pleased with the turnout at all three events of the festival, describing the execution of the shows as a success.
And I'm very happy with the execution of the three shows thus far. We started on Friday with Legends of Reggae. I was pleasantly surprised by the turnout. Last night at Showdown, I was a cracker, honestly. Vado brought a phenomenal show and performance to the Showdown crowd. What I was most impressed with was his plea to the youth to, you know, put down the guns and to stop the violence, because we have to use music and entertainment to deliver a strong message to the youth. We know what is going on in Barbados right now, and I think Movado, given the influence that he has, it was a timely message and I think it was effective. I'm very happy and impressed again with the crowd turnout, and we're looking forward to closing the show.
Promoter of Barbados Reggae Weekend, Ryan Brathwaite. Recapping the headlines. Another political party has been launched in Barbados. Meantime, a noted political analyst believes the six new DLP candidates will have to hope for a swing if they are to win their seats. Professor Emeritus Sir Henry Fraser says at least three more champions should be added to the National Heroes list. Scores of parents and supporters of autistic children participate in the Autism Awareness Walk this morning. The Barbados Reggae Weekend deemed a success, and a heavy flow of voters so far, as Trinidad and Tobago are at the polls to elect a new government. This has been the 12:30 edition from the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.